Ready or not, we're starting. It's Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. We got Ziggy here with us today.
Woo woo!
And
what's a full Ziggy? It's a full Ziggy show. A
full Ziggy show.
We got no Ziggy shows. We got half Ziggy shows.
Half Ziggy shows.
We got Ziggy late shows.
That's right.
We in full Zig effect.
Well, you know that I barely got out of that camp out alive.
Is that camping for the Swifty tickets?
I saw a meme that I put on my Facebook page. It's a picture of Taylor surrounded by starving African children, and she's licking an ice cream cone. I thought it was hilarious. Anyway, coast to coast, nationwide, around the world, thank you for listening wherever you are. If you're not offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
And boy, what a couple of days I've had.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start with them. We've had...
I'm not sure how I'm going to comment on them.
Yeah, there was a, shall we just say, a moral failure at an old church of mine that is quite shocking. And within 24 hours of that, we had to take... my wife and I had to take one of our cats to the emergency vet last night, and... we did not come home with the cat. We had to put her to sleep. Very tough.
So this is your crazy on the way.
I guess it's just if I'm a little subdued today, then that's the reason why. But
you got to tell us the story.
Tell which one?
Do tell.
Well, the cat, right? Okay. I mean, that's your crazy on the way. That's okay. How we start.
All right. Well, the cat is Motor. She's a very sassy, very very vocal cat, and. Oh, it would always tell you what she wants, what she needs, and if you're doing it wrong, you know. Mm. Had kidney 17 years old, I should say. I mean, this she's had a long life. So kidney problems in the last year that we were nursing her through, and then just in the last 72 hours, she crashed real hard, and it was obvious that she was in distress. And that's the story. We took her in. Is there anything we can do? And it's like, well, yeah, we can pump her up full of stuff, and, you know, you might have a couple of extra days. And it's like, well, that's not the way to go. So
you don't need kiddies hospice at home.
Yeah, no, we've done that before.
Yeah.
You know, the one we lost 2 years prior also had kidney problems, and he was just a slow, agonizing descent, you know. But, no, Motor just crashed real hard, and it was obvious that it was time to let go. So my wife is not taking it well, but that's, I guess, to be expected. I was not as close to this to Motor as I was the other cat I had a problem with. So we're anyway, once again, helping each other through this sort of thing, and it's never easy. So I'm waiting for a snarky comment. You're staring at me like you're gonna, you know.
I think I've figured out that you and I are totally different.
Yeah. Yes, I love animals, and you don't.
You don't like old ladies, love cats.
Cats are better than people, yeah.
I like old ladies.
Okay. See, one thing I have a problem with is, you know, is how come animals live such a short lifespan, but scum of the earth live forever? The two-legged variety, and it's just
interesting question.
One of those questions that,
well, that's so that the good people can live for a long time too.
Yeah,
well, they do.
I've never met a good cat. And the bigger they are, the worse they are.
Just stop it. No, you know, yeah. Oh, wow.
I mean, we're talking about dead cats right now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I can tell you a funny cat story, because we have our other cat, Marlo, who likes to go out in the neighborhood and explore places and go to people's houses that are not his own, you know. So Saturday morning, he comes back from one of his explorations, and he's soaking wet. And we have a tracker, because he goes all over hell, you know, we have a tracker on his collar, so we can keep an eye on where he goes.
Yeah.
And the collar, he was soaking wet, and the tracker was missing. And it's like, okay, what happened? Did he get caught in a sprinkler or something? Well, the tracker was at, you know, because we look on our phone to see where it's at. It was located at a neighbor's house. So I go around the corner, knock on the neighbor's door, and I say, well, you know, the cat lost the tracker, yada, yada, yada. And she's like, oh, that was your cat. I said, yes, what happened? I says, well, he got into a fight with my cat, and it was such, they were tangled up with each other and really going at it. The only way I could break it up was to hit him with the hose. I was like, so that's how he got wet. And in the struggle, his tracker came off. So found the tracker, brought it home, told him he was a bad kitty, and he just like, whatever, give me food. I'm following him through the house because he's walking away from me. And I'm saying, hey, you're a bad kitty, you're a troublemaker, yada, yada, yada. Goes right to the food dish and just looks at me like, okay. You know, food, please. And so that's, I got a sad cat story and the funny cat story, and there we are.
And there we are.
And we're still talking about cats.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who else likes cats? Taylor Swift.
Oh.
She gave away cats. She had a litter, and she made sure to give the cats away to her fans, which is one of the reasons why Taylor is better than you. So, I don't mean you specifically. No, I don't say you specifically. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, he was looking your way.
The collective.
I'm not taking much that you're saying now seriously.
I mean, I'm talking about the collective you. The you is humanity, yes. and you
know. I know. I just have to wait for a while. As soon as Taylor Swift gets old, you'll get angry and hate her and argue with her in a crosswalk. Because you don't like old ladies.
That's right. Well, only if she gives me the stare and tries to correct me for something I've already corrected. But, you know, speaking of Miss Swift and celebrities in general, I was watching a video on YouTube the other day about rock stars from the 80s, you know, like Vince Neil and who's the guy in Guns N' Roses? Axl Rose.
Axl Rose.
Yeah. About the various feuds that these glam rockers had back in the 80s. And I thought, you know, that's what we need. We need a celebrity feud. Our show versus whoever. And it's like, we should make a list. And we just go down the list.
Some people pick a fight.
And just start picking fights with people. And see who responds. You know. You know, like so-and-so.
Interesting.
I could say, hey, so-and-so, you're a punk ass. And that's all, you know. And then we just see who responds. We can put, you know, we can get a Twitter going. And we can start putting this stuff on Twitter. And, you know, get two or three going. And, you know, someone's going to reply. You know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's what the show needs next for its next stage of growth.
generate some interest. Okay. I like it.
I don't know. I think we might be hitting our end. How did I get on a podcast where we talk about dead cats and Taylor Swift? Wait, have I died?
This is hell.
Yeah, I was hoping I was going to the place upstairs. I might be downstairs. I'm at the kids' table.
I don't even know where to go with that. So why don't we talk about the stories we have here? We've got there was a Jewish-owned coffee shop that proclaimed its support for Israel, and the Gen Z woke brats that were working for this gentleman walked out. And we got two parts on that because what you would think might happen actually didn't. Controversy with The Simpsons, which I didn't realize that show was still on.
Yeah.
How long has that show been on the air? I mean, it started when I was in high school. I was 15, 16, and I'm almost 50.
Over 20 years.
Yeah, and the show's still on. I don't understand that. Anyway, Homer will no longer strangle Bart. That's the update with The Simpsons, and everybody's having a fit. We have a problem with a San Jose police officer who got fired, or resigned, I should say, based on some racist texts he was sending. The Church of Rome is in the news again.
When in Rome.
Yeah, and we can, you know, I have my in my notes here, go home, Catholics, you're drunk. No, you shouldn't baptize trannies. So the Catholic Church has decided that people who are transsexual can be baptized. There are certain conditions, as a Catholic friend told me, you know, just don't get upset at the headline. Read the document. It's like, okay. No, you read the document for me. Yeah, anyway.
Give me a summary.
Yeah. And then, the military has some operations that they've run recently, and the names of those operations sound like Taylor Swift song titles. So she's going to be a recurring theme on the program.
And we circle back.
And
I never thought I would say this, but can we go back to the dead cats?
In fact, that's... We've spent 10 minutes now on this. So let's start with the nine military operations that sound like Taylor Swift songs. So,
it's going to be good.
So, yeah, reading such titles makes it hard not to liken the naming pattern of the U.S. military's own operations naming conventions, which are typically in distinct adjective noun combinations that evoke anything from absurd patriotism to complete confusion. So, one military operation was called Red Dawn. This one was capturing Saddam Hussein. And then there was another one called Acoustic Kitty. So it's Taylor Swift and cats. This one was funny. It was during the Cold War where there were a lot of stray cats around the Kremlin. And the CIA had the idea that they would put listening devices on the cats and send them back into the Kremlin. Well, they did it with one. And they released the cat, but they were across the street from the Kremlin. And as the cat is trying to cross the street to go back to the Kremlin, it got hit by a car. So, so that was the end of the CIA's Acoustic Kitty. Another one called Casanova, which was a issue with marijuana the military was involved with. Morning Light, another one. Evening Light. All-American Tiger. Gothic Serpent.
All-American Tiger, is that about Kelsey?
No, that was a mission in Iraq around the Euphrates River.
No, but if it's a Swifty song... All-American Tiger.
Oh, I get it. I get jokes.
You led the transition to this topic with that idea that these are all Swifty songs. I'm trying to follow you, man.
I know. But I'm not
like how he snuck the cat in there,
too. That one went over my head. Gothic Serpent, Steel Curtain, Just Cause was another one. So, yeah, so there's Taylor's next record. She just has to write songs based on military operations, and she makes another gazillion dollars.
Yeah, she just started the second half of her tour, apparently.
Yes.
In Argentina. Ziggy had tickets. That's what why he was gone. He went down there.
Yeah, last week, yeah.
They dropped. She dropped two new songs, huh, Ziggy?
Yeah.
And
one of them was Falling in Love Again.
Well, no, she... Now, this was on Twitter last night where... I guess she has a song called Karma, and she changed some of the lyrics... to fit what's his face, the football player
Kelsey. Oh,
yeah, by
his
the way,
Travis Kelsey,
that's right. Can we
it
just
needs to be a staple of this show that we know the football player's name better than we know her name.
You do. See, I don't. See, because I don't.
I might start a new thing. You know how we never say the former president's name?
Well, if we do, we have the cigar bet where if anyone does say it, he owes the other guy a cigar. Yeah.
I think rather than a bet or anything, I just might have a personal agenda of just not saying her name anymore.
Okay. Well, just along that, if I can just take us on a detour real quick. The woke choke in soccer?
Yeah.
Yeah, the other name we don't say. She got knocked.
Blue hair?
Yeah, she got knocked down over the weekend. And
6 minutes into the match of her playing career finale, she goes down. It sounds like she tore Achilles' heel, which is terrible. And as much as I dislike what she stands for, I would not wish that on anybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To lose the Achilles tendon is...
Well, you might change your mind after I read her quote.
Oh, no, I saw the quote.
You saw the quote, okay.
Yeah, no, we can talk about that. At least we're not talking about...
This injury is proof there isn't a God, according to the woke joke.
Or so. A God that is vengeful.
Yes.
Sometimes, or has consequences.
That's right.
Yep.
Anyway, so I found that while I'm looking for Taylor Swift's Karma lyrics, and I can't...
It might just be proof that find them, he's not her God.
Could be.
I love that she makes a generalization and bulks me in it.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer am allowed to have a God, apparently, because blue hair has spoken.
That's right. Blue hair will probably end up being an activist of some sort, so we haven't seen the last of her, but it might not. You know, like herpes, will keep coming back.
No, she's done.
No, I know, but she will find ways to insert herself into the public discourse. They always do.
Mm.
Yeah. We don't have to talk about it, though. So, you know, I just thought it was funny. You know, down goes Frazier and says, oh, there's no God. It's like, you know, come on. That's a little extreme.
I can't believe you disrespected Frazier that way. Well, I mean,
what else do you say when someone takes a big fall? Down goes Frazier.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of the.
Frazier doesn't have hair, let alone blue hair. Okay. In fact, is he even with us? Have you mocked the dead?
Joe Frazier? I don't know.
Yeah.
We're kind of running late. Let's find out real quick, though.
Let's find out.
My trusty
zoom, zoom, zoom.
Google foo.
It's amazing how many people like feel like they need to communicate with me when we're trying to do our show.
Oh, this is a different Joe Frazier.
Everybody knows we're doing a show, and then I'm getting text messages and blown up and emails. It's like, how do I turn off all my...
Well, you can turn
notifications.
You can turn off all your notifications. You can turn down your volume. That's
I need
what I
a
do.
Teenager yeah. or a 20-something-year-old to manage my phone for me.
Well, you got three of them at home, or two of them.
Yeah, I'm not talking to them right now.
Oh, okay, okay. Yes, Mr. Frazier passed in 2011. Mm-hmm. So I guess I am mocking the dead.
I mean, what a horrid comparison. Please promise me you'll never compare me to her.
To her, no.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's our first segment here. We are a minute and a half over, so we got to take a minute and a half from the next one.
Take a breather.
Okay. Drake and Scott, back after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslut.com. I had to bring out the yellow and black attack today.
Woo-hoo.
This is
some fist pumping music.
Yeah, this is Striper into Hell with the Devil. Anyway, if you're not listening to Striper, are you even living?
It's kind of a redundant title, isn't it?
Well, I guess. You're talking about one of the classics of contemporary Christian music right now.
I'm sorry, it's too early in the morning for me. I haven't had my full coffee.
That's never too early for hard rock. Well, speaking of the devil, I should guess, the Church of Rome is up to their usual tricks. And I say that as a ex-member of the organization. in the United States, the National Conference of Catholic Bishops tends to reject the concept of gender transition, which leaves many transgender Catholics feeling excluded. This is from a report in the AP, by the way. I'm not even going to touch transgender Catholics. I mean, you know. But anyway, last week, the Vatican made public a sharply contrasting statement saying it's permissible under certain circumstances for trans people to be baptized as Catholics and serve as godparents. And the usual suspects are like, well, this is a major step for inclusion. But, okay. Anyway, the document was signed October 21st by Pope Francis and Cardinal Victor Manuel Fernandez, who leads the Vatican's Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith, and posted on the office's website, et cetera, et cetera. So this started up quite a debate and amongst me and some of the
people.
Catholics I'm still in touch with, one of whom was like, well, did you read the document? You know, you're just getting upset about the headline. And it's like, well, no, I didn't read the document. Why am I going to subject myself to the document? And he's like, well, no, you need to read it to get all the details. The circumstances that this article refers to is that if a transgender person wants to be part of the Catholic Church, they have to repent of what they've done, what they, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, does that make any sense still? You know, you can't, you know, if you've had the surgery and you've gone through the whole thing, I mean, there's no going back. You can't say, oh, I'm sorry for doing this. You know, and how does the other side think that, you know, how would they treat the idea of you have to go in and say that you're sorry for going through the change?
I'm calling baloney on this whole thing.
Okay, go ahead and call baloney on it.
Because, well, one, it's not inclusion. Right. Uh-huh. So for your friend who says, oh, it's a good step in inclusion. Well, not if they're forcing them to renounce everything. You've not really included them. You're just.
That was the point I was trying to get to. Yeah.
Yeah. You're just forcing them into the mold that you've always had. And really then what that means is this, there is no change in policy. That was always true. If anybody repented, they could join the Catholic Church. There's no change here.
Okay.
This is a non-story.
Okay, you're kind of taking away the thunder, though. Well, no, I want to shake my fist at this leftist Marxist Pope that we're saddled with. And,
well,
and,
you
and
know, you, this is absolutely a story. You can definitely shake your fist at him because it's misrepresenting.
Yeah.
It's manipulation. It's you're baiting and switching. You're acting like you're doing something that you're not doing. It lacks integrity.
That's a whole other take that completely went over my head, but I think you're right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, find an old lady in a crosswalk. No, she'll explain it to you.
I don't need to find an old lady. I'm going to find Martin Luther, who from the 1500s here, you know, of course, had his own issues with the Catholic Church.
Oh, this is good.
And no, I don't have to say anything. I just have to read this quote. Heretics are not to be disputed with, but to be condemned unheard. And whilst they perish by fire, the faithful ought to pursue the evil to its source and bathe their heads in the blood of the Catholic bishops and the Pope, who is the devil in disguise.
Wow.
This was from the 1500s.
Somebody needs a hug.
I would apply.
Martin.
I would apply.
That's how you really feel.
I would apply.
Really, Martin.
I would apply it to today. Yeah. Not a fan of Mr. Francis.
Yeah.
Did I say that right? Mr. Francis. That's not his. Anyway, whatever his
name. Although I've heard you call him Francis and it kill you.
Huh?
If you call him Francis, he'll kill you.
That big collar, he'll take it off and throw it at me. It's got a steel edge around it or something.
It's a reference to a really old Eddie Murphy stand-up.
Ah, okay.
Thing. Sorry, I thought.
I was too young for Raw and all that other stuff that he did.
It's a new segment we have on our show called Old Guy References Old Stuff That No One Knows.
Nice.
Let's start talking about the Flintstones and the Jetsons. And
why don't we talk about the Simpsons? We got a couple minutes.
And the Ford Pinto. I saw a Ford Pinto the other day.
Really? I haven't been in a Pinto since 1993.
It's because, the weirdest thing. I hated those cars. They're ugly.
No, they're well, I know they're. But a girl I was dating at the time drove one, so I kind of didn't have a choice. But you know, she would lean out the window. Going on the freeway at, you know, 10 miles an hour, floored, you know.
No, that wasn't your girlfriend. That was your dog.
It was who?
Your dog.
No, it was not.
No, you're driving down to put their head out the window. That's what dogs do.
No. She would do this. She would floor it. We would go real slow. She'd lean out the window and shout, Pinto power. She was cute. I liked her.
I'm glad you moved on.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest. I was in full conflict within my soul. I saw this car last week, and it was ugly, like rust beige-ish kind of thing. I don't have my colors.
I've never seen a Pinto that wasn't that color. I've never seen a red Pinto.
The off ugly barf green one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I mean, I've seen blue ones and stuff, but this one, it was so old and vintage. I thought I have to buy it. I want that car. And then I was going through the mental gymnastics, like, do I really want the car? Would I actually drive the car? And I think I would at times, just for the fun of driving down and all the looks you would get. Like, oh, here's the crazy old guy who still has the piece of junk jalopy.
Well, okay, but would you want to drive it in traffic? Because
no, I don't want to drive it.
One hit in the rear end and it's, you know, kablooey.
Kablooey.
Man, there's so many comebacks to that.
I suppose. Yeah.
That's like when you said last week something about putting honey in your crack or something like that.
No, that was to
one hit in the end.
That was to fix your cracked cigar wrapper.
Okay? Whatever.
You take a dab of honey, put it in the crack of the cigar where it is, and then fold the leaf over and it's fixed.
Dude, if you have to explain it, you've already lost.
Well, no, but I don't want the audience to get the wrong idea of things.
It's too late.
Abort. Yeah, abort.
Yeah. Run to the hills.
Okay. Well, The Simpsons has changed one of its longest running gags to be more in line with the times, according to People magazine. Ooh. In a recent episode titled McMansion and Wife, which aired on the 22nd of October, Homer met his new neighbor, who noted that Homer had quite a grip as they shook hands. Homer says, see, Marge, strangling the boy has paid off.
Ooh.
Just kidding. I don't do that anymore.
Mm.
And then Homer adds with a smile, times have changed. Now, I never thought any, you know, there was never anything bad about Homer strangling Bart for the last, you know, 30 years. And now suddenly you get the woke idiots in charge of writing the show and they have to change this sort of thing. I mean, haven't you, either of you, wanted to strangle your kids?
Yeah.
I claim the fifth.
Plead the fifth.
I like how I like how Ziggy's the only one who's honest, and Scott over here is hedging his bets and sounding like a politician.
My kids listen to the show.
Oh, they do. Okay,
I love you guys, all three of you. You're all three my favorites.
So Homer's strangulation of his oldest child has been deployed for laughs since the show's debut in 1989. That's earlier than I thought. Although Homer only recently declared he wouldn't throttle his 10-year-old son, the TV dad hasn't actually done so in several years. Homer last strangled Bart on screen during the show's 31st season in 2020.
Wow. So yeah, over 30 years. Oh my gosh.
You know, and it's one of those things that if they had just stopped showing that bit, I don't think anybody would have noticed. But now they...
No, they got to pat themselves on the back.
Yeah, now they've got to pat themselves on the back.
Right. Look what we did.
Yeah. Well, it's free marketing, right? They're getting their name...
And we're talking
the headlines, and we're talking about it. Shame
about
on
it.
Us.
And yeah, but I guess the joke that how could the show still be on is my point, and I didn't even know it was.
Well, we're still on.
This is
entertainment. Why it's meant to be ironic, and that's part of what comedy is about—the irony of something that's not realistic and never would be realistic. I want to ask, why are we taking The Simpsons seriously? Because it was
a harmless joke that they're now trying to make points with virtue signaling that we're not going to do this anymore. And it's like nobody it's a cartoon, and it's a silly joke where the father strangles the kid who hasn't wanted to do that, and it's been harmless all these years, and now they have to draw attention to it that we're not going to do that anymore because it's bad. Well, says who? The previous writing staff, the previous generation never had a problem with it. Now these new kids come up and they've got to change everything.
Yep.
Why are we taking it so seriously? And why are we letting kids dictate how entertainment goes? And I want to make a public statement.
I don't know.
I'm an adult. I don't watch cartoons, okay?
You don't watch cartoons?
It's just goofy. Let's ask Dave Chappelle what he thinks about this.
You got his number?
No, not yet.
Okay.
He's been ghosting me.
Okay. Well,
no, but he has a great thing about, you know, comedy is it's for entertainment purposes. And you say things that are shocking because they're shocking, knowing that you would never do some of those things or think those things or whatever, but they're funny because they happen when you don't expect them. That's at least a human saying something out loud on video or recording. Now we're talking about a cartoon, which is the definition of art. It's all drawn and voiced over. No, I'm sorry, Don.
They killed Scooby already.
Yeah, well, and this isn't the first time they've done...
Hey, this just in. I'm not going to choke Bart anymore either.
Okay. All the jokes I can make on that one.
That was a big setup.
Is Bart in the room with us right now?
No more violence on our show.
We have to make sure our audience isn't looking at she's not here.
Not here.
Okay.
Yeah, they're apparently in a downward spiral. If you look related, The Simpsons will no longer have white actors voice characters of color.
Really?
Yeah, and they got rid of Apu a couple of years ago, and just all these other PC little changes that everybody loved until someone said this is bad, and then it's like suddenly everybody's got a course correct, and
they've edited Blazing Saddles. They're going to air it on TV. It'll be aired from 8 to 8:07.
We can't even quote from that. I
mean, you're hilarious.
Well, we have to
We got to move on.
Yeah, we have to take a break is what we have to do because we borrowed from a couple of minutes in the last segment. So yeah. Drake and Scott back after this. Drake and Scott back with you and
get him ziggy with it.
Whoop, whoop.
Yep. Scott, we didn't talk about your crazy on the way thing. Do you have anything?
My crazy on the way today brought to you by dead cats.
Come on, dude.
I didn't get to hit any on the way to work. I felt cheated. I didn't have a crazy on the way.
Oh, okay.
You know what? That's what's crazy is it was so calm of a morning. So calm. It was great. I didn't have to deal with crazy.
Okay. So no.
Which is crazy.
So you're crazy on the crazy way is that you didn't have to deal with any crazy.
No, not till I got here and I got to talk about your dead cat.
Come on. All right.
So we got some woke brats like coffee. I love coffee.
More woke brats.
I love coffee.
All right. So this is in New York City in the story in the Daily Mail. So New York City coffee shop Cafe Aron sees all baristas quit on the same day in protest over the Jewish owner's support of Israel. Can you believe the audacity?
Good.
But the response to that is that now customers have lined up around the block to give this guy their business, and it's just exploded.
That's hilarious.
Backfired.
Yeah, oops. So he was left short-staffed last Tuesday morning after everybody quit because he questioned their Free Palestine pin. So he puts up signs in support of Israel. They come in with Free Palestine and a fight, and then they leave, and now the cafe is busier than ever.
Boy, honey, that didn't go the way I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
You know, the best part of this story has yet to be mentioned. He's going to now get some employees that actually represent his company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people that probably want to work there. Yeah.
That want to sell coffee and earn a paycheck. And
yeah. Fellow is, what is his name? Aaron DeHaan. He's 25 years old, had five people walk out. And he says here, our staff was young. They think they know everything. They're liberal, college educated.
Can I change something?
Go
college ahead. De-educated.
Okay.
College uneducated.
They think we're supporting genocide, we're supporting colonialism, they know the key words, but they don't know what they really mean, he added.
Nope.
So it's like these kids are, you know, kids don't even know what they're talking about, they're just parroting what they hear on TikTok.
I talked to somebody last week who told me October 7th did not happen, that it was fake.
Who said this?
This person that I talked to last week.
Oh, okay.
And they deeply believe that it was all fake and made up by Israel to justify their actions now. I thought that's crazy.
Okay, so now wait a minute.
Wow.
So Hamas did not do any of the things that are claimed on October 7th.
We had cameras everywhere. They filmed themselves doing this.
Yeah.
These people are getting their information from TikTok and the most liberal outlets, and they're acting like it never happened.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Gal Gadot, you know Wonder Woman, the new Wonder Woman?
Yes. Yeah. She
had a screening bunch of these videos and such.
Right. So that's the second time she's offended the snowflakes. The first time was when she announced that she supported Israel in general. And it's like, and how could anybody be surprised at that? Because Gal Gadot is, did I say it right? Anyway, she's Jewish. Of course she's going to support Israel. She served in the IDF. How was this a surprise? But anyway, she's getting attacked on Twitter, and then she plays this video that I guess the Israeli government showed journalists to show what Hamas actually did, and now she's showing it in private screenings. And they're getting upset with her again. And it's like, I don't understand. It's like she lived there. She was born there, right? And how is this a surprise? But anyway, the cafe owner here, DeHaan, he made an effort to sit down with the baristas and speak to them about differing views, and those conversations broke down, and everybody just walked out. So,
because they're not conversations.
You're right. Exactly.
They're just rant exchanges.
One person's trying to have a conversation. The others are just
lecturing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but, you know, he's got more business now than he had before. So,
good for him.
Yeah.
I just figured something out. Coffee. I want to go back. I want to be 19 again.
Why?
Because then I have all the answers.
Okay. See, that's different. Now, when I was 19, I knew I didn't have any of the answers, so I was always out looking for them.
Oh, yeah. No, that was snarky as heck for me. I knew. I mean, 19, I was asking my parents questions and listening to my bosses and
I thought it was my coach
and taking notes from my teachers and professors. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, man, there's more out there that I didn't know I didn't know.
Right. Yeah. And then you get 40 and you realize nobody knows nothing and they're all just making it up as they go.
And life begins at 40,
figured
man.
It out.
Finally figured it out. You made all your mistakes. And if you've had kids, you've had your kids, you've had your jobs. Life started at 40.
I would agree with that minus the kids. And it's just like, I wish I knew. Yeah. But then of course, you're too old to go do some of the things that you were doing when you were young that you made mistakes at. And it's like, well, it'd be nice to go and be able to do those things again now that I have all this information and I'm not.
Would you go back?
As neurotic as I was. No. Even to make
to any era, then you got to stay. You got to live it out from whatever era you go back to. Would you go back at all?
Knowing what I know now?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
There's not a chance I'm going back.
No. If that's the caveat, okay. Because I would correct certain things, you know. But it otherwise, no.
The only way I would go back is if certain things weren't going to change. And I could bet on all the Super Bowls that come after that where I know who's winning.
Okay, sure.
I can make a killing that way. Other than that, I'm not going back.
Well, just go get...
K-Biff.
I've worked too hard.
Gray's Sports Almanac.
Yeah. Yep.
Ooh la la.
No. He's in a 49 Ford. We're in a DeLorean. He'd cut through us like we were tinfoil. Oh, God. How much of that movie can I recall?
Yeah, I've made too much progress and had too many experiences to give them up and go back and have to do them over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mostly, I don't want to date ever again.
Let me rephrase.
I want to date my wife from now on.
Yeah. I would go back
all the time. I don't want to have to ever go back into the dating.
Yeah. No, I get realm. It. No, but see, I would go back and not date certain people. Yeah. Which we
I'd be afraid that my wife got snatched up by somebody else, and then I'm really out of luck.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
All
right.
So I guess we're
going to transition to something.
I just we're going to just stay where we're at then.
Coffee.
Yeah.
I stopped donating blood.
Okay.
Yeah, I went in and they asked way too many questions.
I don't...
Yeah, I'm trying to just donate some blood. They're like, whose blood is that? Where do you get it? And why is it in a bucket?
I was waiting for that part.
Needed a transition.
Smooth.
Hey, more power to the coffee owner in New York. I might go online and order some stuff from them.
From the pictures and all that, looks like it's a really nice place.
Pay it forward.
So I'm losing my spot here. Oh, okay. Do we want to talk about a San Jose police officer who's in hot water here?
Well, was there a part two to the coffee shop thing?
The part two was the increase in business, actually. It was in the first article. I didn't realize that was the first article combined both stories.
Yeah, what happened to this San Jose cop? This sounds crazy.
Well, a San Jose police officer... resigns after disgusting racist text messages
that he sent
to another officer. What I think is funny here is this fellow's name is McNamara. And I don't know if you know this, but back in the 80s, the police chief in San Jose was Joseph McNamara, who decent man. I have my issues with him. So did my father. He was very liberal. He had some interesting ideas on drug laws, and he liked gun control and all that. I mean, there was a lot of reasons to disagree with him, but he was a cop's cop. He always supported the San Jose police. If they got into an issue or whatever, he was always backing them up. Yeah. And
it must have been a really long time ago.
It was a long time ago. And he was a good cop overall, a decent author. He wrote several books, and of course is no longer with us. But the fact that this fellow's name is McNamara and appears to be the exact opposite of the former police chief, I think I find amusing. So these disgusting text messages that demonstrated racial bias, according to a statement by the San Jose PD, related to a 2022 shooting incident in which the officer shot a college football player who had wrestled a gun from a perpetrator during a fight in a local taqueria. So the fellow who was shot is trying to prevent a crime, gets the gun away from the bad guy. The cops show up, see the fellow with the gun, and shoot him. So that's basically what happened.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah. And
that's rough.
That is rough, yes. So the department found the messages during an unrelated criminal investigation into one of their officers, and it was, I don't know if I want to repeat any of them, but there was some pretty awful stuff.
So is this his work phone or his personal phone?
I don't know, but however they found it, it was one or the other, and he was texting other officers, and that, of course, and the other officers that received the texts and replied to them, they're getting the stink eye now too.
Well, they say about 25% of the police force is crooked.
Well, crooked is one thing. I mean, that's taking bribes, you know, looking the other way.
Crooked, twisted, bad cop. Pick your adjective.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. So, one of the messages that he sent in the aftermath of the shooting, he said he was just out here clapping fools. Shooting gangsters.
Oh, God. I don't think you can say that.
Oh, boy. So, yeah. So, quite questionable behavior. Quite questionable behavior. Quick. I can't talk. It's too early. Quite questionable behavior, and now he is turned in his badge. He's off the force. And
well, they were going to terminate.
Oh, of course. Indeed. The fellow who was shot did survive and, you know, is probably never going to intervene in a crime again. But anyway, that's...
This is why I don't text my coworkers.
Okay.
Might be a good reason not to text ever.
Yeah. Or text anybody. Right? Yeah, for sure. Oh,
actually, that's not true. There's nothing in my text messages that would be bad. How about you have a holistic good view of people in general and just be nice?
Oh, I can't deny that I've you know, had some text exchanges that got a little naughty. Of course, we delete them right away because neither me or my pal want the wives to find them. So, <you know.
laughs> Busted.
Yeah. Busted. Well, see, she doesn't listen, so I can say pretty much anything unless one of you two rap me out.
General statement or was that about the show?
Okay, I get jokes. Yeah.
How much time do we have left? Do we do the protest thing, or we got to wait the next segment?
We got 2 minutes, and this protest story is actually old. But we'll talk about it. It was a big march on Washington, and they hit the a big march on Washington in support of Palestine. I should complete the thought.
Yeah,
and I'm convinced that this stuff is like the BLM protests where it's organized by somebody. This is not organic. The aftermath of this thing was that they stormed, you know, the White House gates and were vandalizing not just the White House but other statues, et cetera,
yeah.
And just making a complete mess of things. And there's been no follow up. So I mean, you've got a literal assault on the White House and nobody's talking about it. It's been 2 weeks now. Except us, we're talking about.
Well, so. It's a little over a week. Yeah. It's been 9 days.
By the time the show airs, it'll be 2 weeks.
Oh, yes. Sorry. I got delay on the brain.
So, it's a massive event that should have gotten more attention. I'd like to know who's funding them. That'd probably be the same people who were funding Black Lives Matter and. Anyway, it's just a mess. So.
BLM all over again.
Mm-hmm. Anything else before we go to break, Scott?
No, I was kind of taken back. Found out that the three major leaders of Hamas are not in Palestine. They're not in Gaza. They're actually in a multi-million dollar deal in Qatar.
Sure.
And leading from there.
Why would you be on the front line?
They're worth billions and... Yeah.
Right. You let the cannon fodder do all the fighting and all the dying, and you
collect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who licked?
Bugs me. But indeed. What do I know?
All what right. do any of us know?
Back after the break?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Craig and Scott and Ziggy on Radioslot.com. This is from Tame Impala. A song called Is It True? And the groove on this record is terrific. Yeah. Anyway, good bass line. Yeah. I enjoy it. Scott, you got something on your mind?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. Saw a segment on Tim Scott, the congressman from South Carolina, presidential candidate and everything. He decided to suspend his presidential campaign, which is a little disappointing because he seems like a great candidate. African-American guy. And
just, oh, that's, yeah, okay. Now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's brilliant and articulate and just a tremendous leader. I mean, it's all positive stuff that you see from him. And he was just referencing that he's kind of seeing the signs of the times and the voters, you know, think they want to vote for somebody else. And I don't know. It's disappointing because I'd like to probably see him rather than certain other former presidents, present president included.
Okay. And see how carefully we avoid saying his name. I know. Nobody wants to lose the bet.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I kind of don't want to say his name anyway. Oh, so, yeah, anyways, this? But it was very interesting to hear him speak about what the country needs and just he feels like very level headed and like a great leader for our country. Mm-hmm. And so, and the guy that was interviewing him asked him, "Well, are you thinking about, you know, maybe putting your name in as on the ticket as like a vice president to join somebody else? And do you want to endorse anybody else?" And he backed away from both questions and said, "Hey, look, this is not the time for that." And you know, whatever. But, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. It was weird. Cause it was a big week, work weekend for me. So I'm exhausted. And, I was with a bunch of people and working and, one African-American guy, shout out to Damien. He was telling me how he thinks that the African-American community is going to vote Republican in droves this next election. And I was like, really? Cause it seems like they're pretty heavy Democrat in that community. And he's like, yeah, but we're all starting to figure out that they failed us. The Democrats have failed us. And
plus, you got that badass mugshot. He's gangster now.
Oh, he's talking about former president.
That's right.
Street cred.
Yeah.
Street cred.
All right, so we got 2 minutes post-game wrap-up or not?
No, that's kind of my post-game wrap-up. I mean, okay. It's a sad day when you have great leaders that have to step out because
no one's paying attention. Yeah.
Well, it's the volume of crazy that's going on, and it gets the attention, and it's sad because it is a great country, and we have great opportunities, and there's great people, and we have a guy who might be going to jail, and we have a guy who might be going senile, and those are the two best options for our next vote.
Yeah.
Well, there was another fellow who dropped out, Mike Pence, who was, you know, good riddance to him.
Yeah, but he was polling at like 2% or something like that.
Yeah, right? he was never going to go anywhere. So yes, it is sad about Mr. Scott, but we are happy about Mr. Pence not being around anymore. So, well, I shouldn't say not being around anymore, but not, you know, running his mouth and, you know.
Yeah.
Saying awful things.
Yeah.
He was pretty vanilla for me.
That's right. Well, it's Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com. Ziggy, any final thoughts?
Nah. I think we said it all.
Okay.
It was good to have you this week.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, we had a lot of fun last week.
Yes. Yes. And then you coming back in the last few minutes was terrific. But
yeah.
Yeah, that was the most fun.
The cast probably comes off next week.
I like the full Zig shows.
The full Zig. Okay.
Full Zig shows are the best.
Well, hopefully we have another full Ziggy show next week.
Woo-woo.
All right. Dragon Scott. See you next time.
Peace.
Bye.